Men, welcome back to the Call of Men podcast. As always, I am your host, Todd Archer, and I am excited to be back. And a lot of things have changed over the last now 8 months since the last show has been recorded. Man, a lot's been happening. Moved, changed locations, as you can see behind me. I am now no longer in my office, but a little makeshift office in our new home. God has really been working on me as well, as far as searching and seeking for Him to tell His truth. I don't know the words still that are correct. Unapologetically, His words are His words. There is no input into what God says. We can have our theology. We can have our thoughts on how God and what God's word means to us. And that is important. How it is written, there is contextual stuff. We understand that when we read stuff, there's context and there's background and there's whatever. But the one thing that has stood out to me over these last 8 months and my search for, you know, what it is that God has been putting on my heart for the last 3 years, even though these shows in between breaks take a little while. I want you to know, as listening, that I do what God is truly saying to my heart. I don't want, as I've stated on every show before, ever misguide the hearts of fellow Christian men, or send them down the wrong track that is opposite of God's word. There's been a lot of questions about original sin, which is something we'll get into on later episodes. There will be some different things happening. We'll be talking about all this original sin, God's original intent and design for man, where man and why man even matters. So anyway, just want to say welcome back to the show. I'm glad to be back. And grow and build disciples for His kingdom. So if you've been away, welcome back. I'm glad to be back. Hope you are too. I'm excited for this season. As always, it is always a challenge for me to, I'm very uncomfortable here, but better here than on a stage somewhere in front of somebody. This is a way easier venue for me to speak at than in front of a lot of people. Anyway, with that said, this journey that I've been on, this thing that God has put on my heart, is simply this fact is that God is God. Absolutely, 100%. There's nothing that we as the created can do to change fully God, He is our creator. He is the reason we are alive. He is the only reason we matter at all, is because he chooses for us to matter. And his word has been, if you go back and listen to the last two episodes from season three, you know, Satan has to try to destroy his word. And the only way he can do that is by putting men's opinions of God's word or their thoughts of God's word before God's word. And I've been on a journey. I understand that as we go through and read God's word, there are some contextual stuff, time period stuff that we have to put into our reading, right? But even though it was written a long time ago, everything that's happened, you know, 2,000 years ago is still happening today. Why? Because we're not putting God first. We're not making him. We're not all in on the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We doubt. It's always been since Adam and Eve ate the apple. But leading into that, that's where we have to go back to. We have to go back to the beginning, the very beginning, and understand what God's intent is for us as the created. We see as we go through Genesis, right, that we weren't even the first thing that was created. We were the very last thing that was created. So in order of God decided, hey, let's make man in our image, right? And he created us, man and woman, created them in his likeness and image. And so that is very important to understand that, yes, we were important, but we were the last. And then we became the first, right? And we have to understand that God specifically made us men first, women by proxy of man, his original creation, his likeness and image first, image bearer, that there's a lot that goes along with that. There's a lot that goes. We were put on this earth to work it, have dominion over it, rule it. That was put on the man's shoulders that we did not do correctly. Adam did not do correctly, as we've talked before on this show, that he should have slapped the apple straight out of Eve's hand and told her, get it, go on, get away. That ain't what happened. And now we are where we are. But God's design was very special because we are in his likeness and image. And we have to understand that he chose the garden to be heaven on earth. I mean, it was the only good that man knew was walking with God, being with God, listening to God, following God. You know, there's his word is very specific in you cannot eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We could have eaten from the tree of life. We had everything at our disposal. And like I was saying, if we go back and how Satan twists God's word, right? Satan comes in and says, hey, did God really say? And that's what we have to be careful when we're reading God's word, is that we understand what Satan does. Satan is not the one who makes you do anything. Satan is the one who comes in and makes it sound like what God says not so bad. That is he right? Makes us question and doubt. Is the only reason we matter, and our trust is fully and 100% in him. And like the disciples and Moses and Abram and everybody else that we see and read about it, King David, they were 100% sold out on who God was. It doesn't mean that they still didn't have doubt or question or whatever, because as we grow and as we learn, that's part of it, right? I mean, we're like, yeah, I know. And from a personal experience, I know I've seen all the glory, the greatness, the power, the love, the mercy throughout my life of what God can do. I know in my heart and in my mind that God is God. And he is absolutely 100% not worried about did good. Everything that God created in the beginning was made good. And when he had completed the heavens, the earth, the skies, the water, the moon, the sun, everything else, us, last, men, man, he called it very good. Not just man, but everything together was very good. And that's an understanding we have to know, is everything together was very good. Not just man was very good. Everything together was very good. And that's a key point. God's intent and design for man, mankind, men, hasn't changed since the beginning. The one thing that he did give us, that he understood that's the most important, that we got to it is something that we choose to do. If you love someone, you can't buy it. You can't anything. They have to give it to you. You can't steal it. You can't force it. You can't make it happen. It is a voluntary choice to love someone. And God is love. He chooses to love us. That's the reason we're still here breathing today. That's the reason I'm still able to come and talk to you today, is because by his grace, his glory, his love, his mercies, that's it. And we have to understand and give him that reverence, that the only reason we're still breathing is because he chooses for us to be breathing. A lot of people have a problem with that. I particularly don't. 22 years in the military, I always ask, we were in the army and going to war and doing all this stuff. That was something that I wanted to do. And God allowed me to do that for 22 years. That shows you how hard-headed, one, I am, for the simple fact that it took me 22 years to learn how to follow directions. So there's that. But in asking the deeper question, why would he allow me to do that? Why would he allow? And the simple answer, as I found out, was so you know how to follow directions, so you know how to follow orders, so you know how to follow my commands. I had to realize I had no excuse at that point. I'm not following a leader who makes me question his integrity, his purpose, over all the world to teach people the greatness and goodness and love and mercy and trust of God. I know how to follow directions. I don't have an excuse not to be able to go and do what he tells me to do. I have no excuse to ever question what God is doing. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Period. There is nothing on this earth that would ever make us smarter than God. Like I seen a Instagram reel, I forget the pastor's name, preacher's name, and he was like, verse zero in the Bible, before there was a beginning, there was God, which tells you just because we're here doesn't change God. God is God, has been God, always will be God, no matter whether we're. Be a part of the solution. He chooses to build us and trust us to go out and make disciples, and he calls us. And there are a lot of things that happen in the beginning that show us that. I mean, he is not a God that changes what happens, right? I mean, he allows us to go through and learn, but he always uses even the serpent in the garden. He could have switched it, but he didn't, because he knew he could overcome it. And he could use whatever deceit, misinformation, whatnot comes about. He can change it. But he chooses to do that through us, through his people, through his community, through fellow believers, that he chooses to use us. It is a gift. Right? That's a gift. That's a privilege. Every morning you wake up and have a breath of air in your lungs is a privilege and a gift from God. No matter what happens the rest of the day, if you focus on having an understanding that the only reason we exist is because he chooses for us to exist, and you can wrap your head and your mind around that, from the beginning it was God, and in the end it will be God. You know, Jesus says it, right? The first will be last and the last will be first. Well, God was the first, chose to bring himself down and be the last in the form of Jesus Christ. And when he returns, he will be the first again, because what are we going to be doing in heaven? Worshiping God the Father continually. So, and everything in the middle has to do with God. And if we can focus all our thoughts and energy and time on God, we are worshiping God. Our lives should revolve around God. There is nothing in this world that, through the provision of God's will, through our prayer and fasting and taking every thought captive and knowing God's word and what it says and what his intent is, that we can't get through, because we trust in God more than the world. Now, free will and choice gives us conflicting, and the knowledge of good and evil gives us conflicting ideas on what we should do. But our hearts know, like I said on other shows before as well, we know that in our hearts, God's truth is in us, because you know right from wrong from the beginning. You understand the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Even if you don't have that relationship, instinctively, when you go to do something that is wrong, you know. You can deny it, but the truth is, you know, because God put it there, because he is the creator. Science has shown multitude of different ways. There's plenty of laminin, right? The thing that holds us together in the form of a cross. right? Jesus is God, is everywhere, even in our design, right? So this season, as I get through this ramble, bear with me. There's going to be some more pointed shows on here, but just kind of wanted to get this first one done. It always feels good to get the first one done. We have to start at the beginning and understand that before us, to know God, to have a relationship with God, to take care of his creation, to rule over his creation, to take care of it and be in fellowship again with God. We are to know good from the beginning. What we do because of free will does not change his design or intent. And he is willing to sacrifice himself through the form of Jesus Christ in order to show us how much he loves us. So we have to stand on that truth that above all else, God left his place in heaven and his authority and his divineness and everything that he is, and was born of a woman so that we can have that relationship like it was originally designed to be. Know that God is absolute. There is nothing else. Your thoughts don't matter. Your love that you give, the reverence that you give to Jesus Christ, to the Father through Jesus Christ, by the blood of the Spirit, or by Jesus Christ's blood, and through the provision of the Holy Spirit, we have that direct line communication again, as God was walking with Adam and Eve in the garden. We now have that direct line back to God. There is no separation through our belief and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We have that open line of communication, and we have it. Once you truly accept and believe in your heart that you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he is the Lord of your life, he is in control of your life, that's his promise, then you have a direct line back to God as the new creation that is now walking in the garden with the Father as it was originally designed and intended to be. And we can have that here on earth by truly and fully trusting God, to be all in on God, just like there was the disciples were all in. They were willing to die for it. If someone came and put a gun to your head today, are you willing to die for Jesus Christ? Or are you going to denounce your faith because what happens in this world is more important than where you're going? It's a question we'll get into in some of the other episodes coming up as well. But for today, thank you for tuning back in. And share with you what he's put on my heart. Excuse me. And not sure exact scheduling of when these episodes will be coming out, so stay tuned. I'm not going to sure if I'm going to do one or two a week. It'd probably be more one a week, probably midweek, Wednesday, somewhere around there, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. Gives me plenty of time to not be so rambled like this one was and keep it within a comfortable time limit. 30 minutes is my goal. Last season went a little long. Some of them were 45 minutes to an hour. Try to keep it at 30 minutes, packed full of good and useful information to build your hearts and trust toward God, and lean on him completely. Things to help he has is the absolute truth. Nothing we think can even compare, because he hasn't shared it with us yet. Brother in Christ, we're talking, and I'm like, I don't even know if we get to heaven if we could ever understand all that God knows. Because if before us there was God, how long before us was God? So can we even have, do we even have the capacity to understand fully all the knowledge that God has? So I'm just happy when he shares a little nugget with me. I feel very blessed and honored that he wants me to go out and speak it. And although I am slow to follow, because I let my fears and my insecurities and what I think about this world take 8 months to do another show, means, hey, knucklehead, I gave you this word, go out and do it. So the intro to the show is the beginnings, that before us there was God and there is nothing but God. The only reason we exist is because of God and his will for our lives. So until next time, men, I pray that this week is a great week for each one of you. I pray that each man continues to grow in his walk with God and to study his word and to seek his face in his word, to seek his truth in the word, to listen to God's word, not men talking about God's word like me. But I can promise you this, that what God has put on my heart and what he has shown me in my life is that he is the absolute everything. Who God is, because Jesus Christ is who Jesus Christ is, because the Holy Spirit is because who he is, I have no reason to doubt. I don't care what the world says. I don't care in the world, Satan, whatever questions he might throw in your mind. If you truly are seeking God's face in reading his word and truly seeking what he wants you to see and praying about what he wants you to find, these things will come. Because he will answer. He is faithful to give you what you're asking for. I've been asking a lot of questions. Show me. I don't want to be wrong. I want to tell your truth, not my truth. And for a while, it was a lot of me wanting to be right, me wanting to look good, me wanting to sound good. And then I just got to the point to where, thankfully, through strong brothers in Christ, kind of kicks to the head, you know, that made me realize, look, yeah, you're right. I was doing that. But no longer. It's about God's word and his truth and what he says and every other man. And if it doesn't match up with what God's word says, what it reads on the page, I'm not interested. So, men, go out, have a great week this week. Go out and grow your relationship with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Be blessed. And until next week, answer the call of men.